Greetings, paladins, planeswalkers, and punk rockers alike. I am CJ, your humble host, and as always, you're listening to the Beastmaster Podcast. So on Wednesdays, we're going to be trying something new from now on. So let me formally introduce you. Welcome, adventurers, to Weapons Wednesday. So on Weapons Wednesday, what we're going to be doing every Wednesday now is, instead of focusing on the beasts that you may encounter on your travels, we will be discussing arms and armor that might help you get away from them alive. So on this first episode of Weapons Wednesday, we will be discussing the Scorpion machine pistol. So imported to North America by Ares of America in 2048, the Scorpion was a police-grade submachine gun that was developed to bridge the gap between the lighter service pistols being carried by officers that would come into contact with constant Czech drug gangs that were rampant in the Czech Republic at the time. After the last of these gangs were driven out of the Czech Republic, a large number of spare models were sold by the Czech government to Ares Arms of North America. The sidearms design developed by Seska Arms Company LLC combines a submachine gun's rate of fire with the weight and concealability of a lighter service pistol. Most models are purchased with an integral folding stock for recoil reduction, and it's compatible with most common pistol accessories. Plus, these things only cost like 750 yen at most, and they're available at every Ares Arms dealer you can find. It's the perfect sidearm for a budding street samurai. So the next time you need something killed, and you need it killed good, paladins, planeswalkers, and punk rockers, consider the Seska Scorpion. Alright, so that was the first episode of Weapons Wednesday. So every Wednesday, I'm going to be going through a piece of arms or armor that may assist you in defeating these mythical beasts of yore that we talk about every other day. So I hope you liked it. They might be a little shorter than the usual podcast on all the other days of the week. But I hope you liked it. Please feel free to favorite the station on anchor.fm. It's like Twitter meets podcasting. And you can find me, the host of the Beastmaster Podcast, at Canon Gregoire on Twitter. So let me know what you think, and I will see you in the next one.